All right, we're spent a lot of time here on the Eagles the last couple of days. Obviously, you know, this is a pretty impressive group. I think there's a lot of very talented players on this team. They're really strong in all three phases of the game. Special teams is probably the best unit we faced all year. They led the league in special teams last year, and I'm sure they'll be right up there again this season. They have great returners, with Huff and Sproles. Good specialists, a really good cover team, good return team, good rush team, punt blocks, field goal blocks. They make a lot of plays. They put a lot of pressure on you on every play, so you just can't really afford any mistakes at all, because they're always right there to take advantage of them. So that'll be a big challenge for us. And offensively, it's probably as good a group of skill players as I've seen. They're at least two deep and more, really, in some positions, on all the skill positions, quarterback, running back, tight end, receiver. They've got a lot of good players at all those spots. They play multiple guys. They have great depth there, and they just kind of keep bringing them at you. So everybody's a problem. The running game's a problem. Passing game's a problem. They throw to the backs, the tight ends, the receivers. They've got big receivers. They do a good job after the catch. A lot of their yardage comes on catch and run plays, broken tackles, things like that. They have the ability to get the ball down the field and make big plays. They also, like I said, have a lot of catch and run plays that you have to defend, as well as the running game. Running game, good inside running game, good outside running game. So you have to defend sideline to sideline against this offense, as well as handle the tempo and the communication that the Eagles put on you. And then defensively, it's a very active defense. They have good secondary, a lot of experience back there. They've got a couple of former corners playing inside, Thurman and Jenkins. And the corners are, it's a good group too, but their front's very disruptive. Their defensive linemen, outside linebackers, defensive ends, whatever you want to call them, depending on what they're in, they're very disruptive. They have good speed at the inside linebacker position. Those guys run well. They're experienced, with D'Amico Ryans and Alonzo and Kendricks, and they have a lot of movement. They pressure a decent amount, and they bring a lot of different people, linebackers, secondary players. So there's a lot to get ready for scheme-wise, a lot of different defensive looks, and again, very, very disruptive up front. Graham's having a good year. Fletcher Cox, one of the top defensive linemen in the league. He's really hard to handle. Logan's playing well. I mean, they really have a good disruptive front. Barwin's been productive for them, so they have a lot of guys that can cause you problems up there. So, overall, it's a very talented team. Scheme-wise, they give you a lot of issues, so it's going to be a lot to prepare for with a team that we don't know very well, and they're very explosive. They got a lot of turnovers on defense and also in the kicking game. They take the ball away and cause a lot of negative plays, and offensively they can literally score from anywhere on the field with probably any one of a dozen guys. So those are our challenges this week. It's a lot of them.
Other than the obvious physical tools that he has, what's allowed Darren Sproles to be as good as he's been for such an extended period of time?
Yeah, he really does everything well. He's got good balance. He's got good vision. So it's hard to tackle. I mean, even when you have him, you don't have him. He's got excellent speed, and he can definitely make something out of nothing. I mean, there are a lot of plays where you can stop the film and say, okay, there's not much here. They got him hemmed in, and he breaks off a long run. So I think that's really what makes him an outstanding player. If you give him space, if you give him room to run, he's going to kill you. But a lot of times, even when it looks like you have him contained, he's still able to make productive plays out of that. So, he's tough and got good balance. He can run inside. He can run outside. He can catch the ball. He can return punts and kickoffs too, although they use Huff to do that, but he could do that. So there's a lot of different ways he can get the ball, a lot of different situations that you have to defend from a leverage standpoint, or different people doing it, whether it's an inside run or a screen pass. There's different people that are probably going to be involved in dealing with him. And so it puts kind of everybody, sooner or later, you know, everybody's going to be in a tough spot with this guy.
Bill, I'm curious why the team decided to put out a statement last night about Rob in conjunction.
Just to try to do everything we can to help you out.
Were you informed?
Sorry if you're offended by that. Just trying to be cooperative and help you out. So if that's a problem, just let me know.
Were you informed before Rob put out the video last night?
We did what we did. If you have any other questions, really, you should take it up with our public relations department, which is very capably run by Stacy and his staff.
So, you guys signed Demaris Johnson, receiver. What traits, skill sets does he have that you want to take a closer look at?
You know, he's done a number of different things. You know, played and has some versatility offensively, played different positions, returned kicks. Was at Houston, so... You know, hopefully there's some familiarity with our offensive system on what we do, a little bit of carryover, you know, when you bring a guy in the middle of the season. Not that that's an overriding factor, but it certainly doesn't hopefully hurt. Hopefully it helps. So, you know, I'd say his versatility and his experience.
Did he make an impression on you when he was in the Eagles and he had a chance to see him?
Yeah, no, I think he's, you know, Demaris has a good skill set. He's got speed, quickness, you know, good hands, and he's been productive with Philadelphia and, you know, with Houston.
When did the decision to bring in Trey Williams fall?
Well, we claimed him off waivers, so.
What do you see out of him?
You know, he was a productive player last year at Texas A&M. Well, actually, 2 years ago was actually a more productive year for him. Last year, in the 14th season, his role changed a little bit. Their offense changed a little bit, you know, the new quarterback and so forth. But he was still productive, you know, can catch the ball out of the backfield, return kicks, and, you know, and can run the ball as well. So, you know, he has some versatility on. As a running back, as a receiver, and as a returner. So, I mean, we'll see how all that goes. You know, young player hasn't really played, but it's not a position that we have a lot of depth in right now. So, you know, he is available, so we claim him.
Do you see him as more of that sub-back, the young
style? You know, possibly, yeah. Again, well, I mean, you know, we haven't had the guy, so we'll see how it goes.
Hey, Bill, I know injuries, you know, it's next man up when you have an injury, but with the amount of specific production that is not available right now, does that cause you and Josh to have to talk about changing the offensive philosophy, or does that stay basic?
We really, every week we talk about what we're going to try to do, how we match up with the team we're playing and so forth. So, I mean, those conversations take place every week. You know, we just don't go out and run the same plays, you know, 16 weeks in a row, even if none of our players change. I mean, you know, you've seen us play enough to know that we don't really do that. So how we play this week's going to be different than how we played last week for a number of reasons. So we have the same conversation every week.
What have you seen from DeMarco Murray so far this season?
You know, it's a tough guy to handle. You know, he's got good vision. He finds space. Hard guy to tackle. You know, he can run through tackles. He's got good quickness to make people miss. And he's got good vision to find space. Again, kind of like the conversation we were just having with Sproles, where it doesn't look like there's much there, but when he finds it, and that's, you know, he has good patience as a runner. But, you know, he's a hard guy to tackle. And he's got good balance, good playing strength, and good quickness.
Coach, what are your thoughts on Rob Gronkowski's tweet agreeing that he's been unfairly targeted by officials this year?
Yeah, we're really focused on Philadelphia right now. So that's what I'm working on.
Well, what's the biggest difference, if there is any, between the way they use Sanchez and Bradford?
I mean, they run their offense. You know, Sanchez has kept the ball a couple times. Which I don't think that's really Bradford's thing. You know, a couple of those, you know, zone read key plays, but not a lot. I mean, you know, I wouldn't say that, you know, Mark's back there to you know, lead the team in rushing or anything like that. It's not like playing against, you know, there's other quarterbacks that run it more. But, you know, he's done that a couple times. I don't think, you know, it's not something that you see a lot of from Bradford. But, I mean, they both can run the offense. I don't think there's, that, you know, really they have two starting quarterbacks. I mean, both those players have had a lot of production in this league. They've won a lot of big games. They played in a lot of games. They have a lot of experience. So, you know, they're fortunate. They have great depth at that position. So there's a lot of teams that, you know, might not have one guy as good as the two they have.
You have a guy like Bradford coming off an injury possibly and playing, possibly playing this weekend. How does that impact the way you prepare and practice? You know,
we're ready for both guys. I mean, however it goes, it could change, you know, like it does with every other position. We have to prepare for all the players that are going to be active for the game. And look, a lot of times the guys who start the game aren't able to finish it for one reason or another. So we have to be ready for everybody. But we can't control that. I mean, whoever they decide to put in the game, that's their decision, not ours. So we have to be ready for all of them. And, you know, we've seen a lot of Sam. We've seen a lot of Mark. So, you know, we'll be ready for both guys.
Coach, obviously they have a lot of talent. Scheme-wise, is there anything in particular that you need to defend with the tempo or anything about their offense?
Yeah, well, tempo is a problem. But I'd say the biggest thing with their offense is they make you defend the whole field. You know, they run from sideline to sideline. They run up the middle. They throw deep. They throw outside. They throw inside. They throw short catch and run plays. They throw balls that are over top behind the defense. They throw the intermediate routes, the over routes, the in cuts, you know, the outside scissors, sail type routes. So there's really, you know, nothing that you can say, well, we don't have to really worry about this or that. You do, because they run it inside, they run it outside, they throw it short, middle, deep. You know, they have a lot of misdirection plays, so you can't over pursue because they have plays that, you know, force you to defend the backside of the plays. I'd say that's really the strength of their offense. On top of that, they go really fast and, you know, try to wear the defense down or, you know, force the communication issue on defense. So if you, you know, aren't aligned properly or aren't able to get your assignments, even if you're aligned right, if you're not able to get your assignments done, you know, quickly the way the plays come off, then, you know, there's space in there or somebody gets free or, you know, and they do a good job of finding it, you know. I mean, they're used to playing fast at that tempo more so than the defenses are, because there's not a lot of teams that do it like that. So those, you know, it's a lot of challenges for the defense this week.
So, understanding you can't control it, how much does it catch your attention when there is a late change to the referee assignment for your game, especially when apparently the change is a result of the referee's crew that's coming to your game being almost demoted from a primetime assignment based on their performance from the week before?
Yeah, I mean, that's not anything we have any control over. I mean, we've had Pete's crew twice this year already and really haven't any problems with them, you know, once in preseason, once in the regular season. And, you know, I thought that in terms of, you know, communication and all the things on the field that it was an issue with them. But, I mean, look, there's, I don't know, whatever, 17 crews. So, you know, we got them all. I mean, I don't think any of them are, to me, noticeably one way or the other. I mean, each game has its own dynamics and close calls, and you know, some go one way, some go another way. But I mean, overall, I think that they do a pretty good job of, you know, balancing the crews out however they do it. I don't know, it's not really my thing, but you know, I think they, you know, they have those groups, you know, they're professional, and you know, I think overall, you know, they do a pretty good job. Not perfect like all of us, but
has a team of yours ever lost a game because of a bad call?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of plays in a game, so I don't think any game comes down to one play. I mean, it can come down to one play, but, you know, there's a lot of other plays that affect the game. So I play 60 minutes.
Bill, you know, you've known Chip a little while now, and a lot was made when he came in from Oregon and took over the Eagles' job. Anything about the way he's installed his program or the way his team has played that surprised you, you know, maybe impressed you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sure. We practiced against them for 2 years, so we didn't do it this year. But it's different when you look at a team on film and play them, as opposed to being on the field with them for multiple days at their facility, or just kind of seeing a lot more, a lot closer look at the team. I mean, that really is preparation, practice, and then you see a game. I think they do a lot of great things. We've learned a lot from them. Some of the things that they've done in their program, we've been able to, adapt to ours. I'm not saying ours is theirs, but you take an idea or you take a concept that they're using, and if it's something that you like, maybe you figure out a way to integrate it into yours, even though it's the same idea, but maybe it's done a little bit differently because of the way you're set up, or whatever the circumstances are. I don't know. But yeah, so it's been definitely things like that. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Chip. I think he runs a great program. He's smart. All three areas of his team are I think well constructed, well put together. They play very well. They play competitively on a consistent basis. And like I said, we've practiced against them. I've been very impressed with the way that that operation's run, and we've definitely taken some things from it, no question.
Your relationship with Chip Start, does that go back to when he was at UNH?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of being from this area. I mean, we've never been on the same staff together, never really worked together, so it's been, this isn't like, Romeo Crennel, who I went to work with for over a decade in the same, sat in the same room with for, thousands of hours. I mean, it's like, we're not talking about that.
Thanks,
Coach. Okay. All right. Thank you.